Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from Central West Virginia, January 15, 2016. It's 8 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States. We'll continue on today. We've been actually in the first verse of Romans chapter 6. We'll talk today about sanctification. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about sanctification. And the word itself, I guess, could imply boredom. But the fact remains is that we need to be sanctified, and it's something that we cannot do by ourselves. Like everything else with our relationship with Jesus Christ, Paul said, "It's not me that lives, but it's Christ who lives in me." The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, "But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." We are changed into the image of Jesus Christ. The Bible declares that God made man in his image. Man fell. Man disfigured himself spiritually. And Jesus Christ was sent to restore man back to relationship, to be reconciled back to God. Romans 6:6, "Knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Romans 6:1 says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" See, sin's still a big deal. It's still our enemy. It's not something to be swept under the carpet and ignored, because the Word of God declares that there's wages to sin, and the wages of sin is death. In Hebrews 10:10, "By the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all." The finished work of Jesus Christ. We talked yesterday about walking where we need to be with the Lord, to be enlightened by the power of God. And today we're going to talk about being sanctified. Sanctified, the work of the Holy Spirit that He does within our lives. Glory to God. So, we talked yesterday about being justified, so today we're going to talk about being sanctified. The generic meaning of sanctification is the state of proper functioning, to set that person or thing apart for the use intended by its designer or its creator. For example, a pen is sanctified when it's used to write. Eyeglasses are sanctified when it improves eyesight. A human is sanctified when he or she lives according to God's design. Think about that today. The Word of God says, "All things work to good for those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose." Jeremiah 29:11, "I know the thoughts that I have towards you." He tells us what He wants to do in our lives, the perfect will of God. Biblical sanctification is the work of the Holy Spirit, which was accomplished at the cross, that separates believers from the world. At the time of saving faith, we cooperate with the Holy Spirit in a process of transformation that continues with glorification. That goal of sanctification is progressive, day by day. Paul said, "I die daily," and we are conformed to the image of Christ. There again, nothing we can do except yield to the ways of the Lord. The work that Jesus Christ did at the cross broke the power of the sin nature, sets us apart, imparts to us divine nature, freeing us from the power of sin, and enables us to live a sanctified or a pleasing life in the sight of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's a separation, but, you know, I know the Bible says, we're going to read that in Joshua 3:5. He said to go and sanctify yourself, but what we do is yield. We come unto him broken and undone, and as the psalmist David said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Place within me a new heart. Place within me a right spirit. Change me. Set me apart. Let the voices of this world die in the background and let us hear with clarity the voice of Jesus Christ. We need to hear his voice in the days in which it's imperative that we hear his voice. He said that my sheep know my voice, but we can't hear his voice when we are surrounded by all this noise that's going on in the world today. 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. What's he say? Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Now, if you look back in the Old Testament, God, Samson was a man who was born a Nazarite. John the Baptist was born a Nazarite. Those that were separated. That the Word of God declares they drank no strong drink. They touched nothing dead. They were set apart. And I believe we all have that Nazarite calling through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be separate. And I'm not talking about acting weird or strange. The Bible does declare we are a peculiar people, but we don't go about to act religious, but we just live the life that Christ expects us to live. It's not that simple, I understand that. But he does declare in his word that we need to be separated. Exodus 8:1, and the Lord spake unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go. Why? That they may serve me. See, we are not set free to put our foot back in the world again. And I know this is a dying doctrine. I know today with the church mingling so much with the world's in the church. the old saying is the world get more churchy and the church get more worldly. So he says, set my people free that they might go and serve me. Romans 6:6, I read this again. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. Paul says, we are dead to sin. Paul said, I die daily. Morning. But this is truths that we need to know, that God does expect his people to strive towards progressive sanctification, to be separated, to be in the image of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to do what he's called us to do. Ephesians 4:22 says that ye put off concerning your former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. The old man is not conformed to Jesus Christ. We're separated unto Jesus Christ. The Bible says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be acclimated with the world. Don't be kissing cousins, so to speak, with the world. Don't get caught up in the world system. Paul said that a man that gets caught up in the affairs of this life, that those affairs will sift the Spirit of God out of them. Because this world, as we know it, if you don't know it, is dying. We're heading towards a new world, a new age, and this age is coming to an end. 2 Corinthians 4:4 declares that Satan is the god of this world. So if he's the God of this world, then he is certainly influences people in this world. But we are not of the world. We are not under the influence of Satan. We are under the guidance of the Holy Spirit of an Almighty God, who he promised would lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness. He is our sanctifier. Sanctification is not dress. Sanctification is not walking a certain way. Sanctification is not going to a certain church. Sanctification is a heart thing done by the Spirit and by the power of an Almighty God, separating us through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:10-11 says, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified. What we talked about yesterday, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. What we once were, we are no longer. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch and come short of the glory of God. Hebrews 10:10, I read before, we'll read it again. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. How are we sanctified? By something we do, by legalistic things that we do, religious things that we do? No, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. He shed his blood that we might be sanctified once and for all. The Bible says he went behind the veil and put the blood on the mercy seat. We're sanctified through the body of Jesus Christ. Joshua 3:5 says, and Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Setting apart, expecting. Bowing before a thrice holy God. Giving yourself as a living sacrifice. Asking him to clean every unclean thing out of your life. He is our sanctifier. He justifies us and he sanctifies us. And sanctification is progressive. See, for years, you know, some churches taught that you had to be sanctified before you could receive the Holy Ghost. Well, the Holy Ghost sanctifies. So that's kind of putting the cart before the horse. Sanctification comes through the Spirit of God. Now we are to strive. We are to have the mind of Christ. We are to, the Bible says, to press towards the high mark of the high calling. It's not being touched with a magic wand, so to speak. It's progressive from glory to glory to glory. As I read to you, being changed every day into the image of Jesus Christ. In John 17:17, Jesus said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So he sent his word and he healed us. Sanctify us. His word is a cleansing agent. The Bible declares a fuller's soap. A fuller's soap is a very abrasive soap. It doesn't smell sweet, but it does clean. We need that cleansing. We're told the prophet, he said, go down ye and get ye on the potter's wheel. Let me shape you and form you and sanctify you into what I want you to be. I've heard many people's quote that it's not even probably known what a man fully given over to the perfect will of God could do. And that sounds easy. But it takes perseverance. He who endures unto the end shall be saved. Now, I know that's a lot to do with what's going to happen in the tribulation period, but there's a certain amount of endurance right now. And I don't think we've seen anything yet, but our sanctification, our being set apart, our knowing in whom we believe, letting the redeemed of the Lord say so, knowing where our power source is, knowing who our hope is, that He is our incoming and our outgoing. He is a high tower. He is a present help in the time of trouble. We are set apart to that. Our faith gives us tendencies to trust in God, that He will provide all of our needs according to His riches in glory. I challenge you today to look back at, has He ever failed you one time? One time has He ever left you where you was at? One time that you were back into a corner, did He not make a way of escape? He's a present help in the time of trouble. David was at Ziklag, the Word of God declares, and he had lost everything. He was in a foreign land. He was in the land where, actually where he shouldn't have been, I guess. He was in the land of the Philistines, and he come back after a crusade, so to speak, and everybody was killed. The women and children were gone. His own men was ready to stone him, but the Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. David was set apart. He sinned, oh, yes, 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 grievously sinned. But his heart was after God. And he said these words. He said, only have I sinned against you, Lord, and you only. Of course, what he did, we know the story, taking another man's wife and having that man killed on the battlefield. He murdered by proxy. And God forgave him. Set apart. Knowing in whom you believe. Knowing in whom you trust. It's easy to praise God when things are going good, but can we praise Him when things are going bad, when things are going south within our lives? John 8:32 says this, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free or sanctify you or set you apart. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And see, we can't make moves in these days, to look more like the world. And I know there's a thin line. But we need sanctification. We need to be set apart. We need to go against the flow of this worldly system in which we live. Ephesians 5:25-26, he says, husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that ye might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. The progressiveness of sanctification. Very important within our lives. We need to be separated. We need to be called out from among them. And even as we see the day approach, and to be sanctified is to know in whom we believe. To have a goal every day within our lives. To have a vision. The Word of God declares that without a vision, a man will perish. Habakkuk said to write the vision down, and at the appointed time it shall come to pass. Get it before you. We need vision. And that vision comes through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's our hope today. He's our hope today. Sanctification. Progressive sanctification. And this is a work of the Holy Spirit. Provided for us what Jesus did at the cross 2,000 years ago. I know this is not a shouting message, so to speak, but it's needed. We need to seek God for further sanctification, further separation, drawing apart. Repeat the scripture again. Come out from among them, saith the Lord. Come out from among them. Think or act definitely like the world. Abraham said, I have no continuing city. That Abraham was looking for a city's foundation and builder and maker was God. So we learned yesterday about justification, and today we learned about sanctification. These are all works. God willing, Monday we're going to learn about glorification, the future, of the saint of God, the future of the saint of God, from glory to glory to glory to glory. We haven't arrived yet. We certainly haven't got there. But the Bible declares there's coming a day when corruption will put on incorruption and mortality will put on immortality. The Bible says, in the twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed into the likeness of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then we can say we've made it. Pardon me. Then we can say we've made it. Glory to God. So this is something, once again, that's personal. Our personal sanctification, our personal walk with God, with faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you don't know him today, call out. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. Believe that God raised him from the dead through the quickening power of his Spirit. Repent of your sins. Ask him to sanctify you. Ask him to cleanse you from everything that doesn't please him. You know, people talk about blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Personally, I believe blaspheming the Holy Ghost is when we keep on rejecting his Spirit, rejecting his unctionings within our life. But there is such a thing as grieving the Holy Spirit, and we grieve him when he gives us strength to do something, we don't do it. When we have the knowledge of his word and we don't walk in that light that we have, this grieves. I'm not saying he'll leave, but he's certainly grieved. I've seen the Holy Spirit grieved. Jesus, Word of God declares, he stood over the holy city and he said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that killed the prophets. He said, I would have gathered you like a hen gathers his chicks, but you have missed your time of visitation. Genesis, in the book of Genesis, he says, my spirit will not always strive with man. So sanctification comes with us yielding our members unto the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and his finished work. And he'll give us divine strength that we can be sanctified by his word, that we can grow in him every day, be fruit-bearing Christians, and not have the blight and the things in our lives that stop us from growing. Hebrews 12 says, lay aside every weight that just so easily besets you. Let's get back on our prayer closets and seek God. Let's quit praying for stuff all the time. Let's start praying for sanctification, for justification, for cleansing that only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. If you need healing in your body, by his stripes you're healed. Amen. Get in a good Bible-believing church that preaches sanctification, that preaches justification. That we just don't throw our souls and our lives to the wind. We have a purpose for being here. And that purpose is the will, the perfect will of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul said, I am a bond slave. I've made up my mind that I'll serve him and nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Nothing. You have a made up mind today. If you need healing in your body, he'll heal you. By his stripes, you're healed. Healing in your mind, he was chastised for our peace of mind. He's touched with our infirmities. He forever sits by the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for me and for you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says every good gift comes down from the Father of lights. Every good gift is given by God Almighty. He'll meet all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Amen. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you this morning, Father. You said it will not come back void, but it'll do that which you sent it to do. And Lord, just touch the one today, God, that is truly calling out to you, that's humbled himself before you, and are desperate. Lord, we need to become desperate for your spirit, desperate for your ways. Psalmist David said, Lord, that like a deer that panteth after the water, so does my soul panteth after you. Do we ever want to in our lives? Do we really burn for you? as they did on the road to Emmaus. Oh, God, help us today, Lord, to rethink our priorities. Let our insufficiencies, Lord, be revealed, that you might sanctify us, Lord. Lord, you might cleanse us and grow us in you. In Jesus' holy and righteous name we pray. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. We'll be back on here Monday morning, 8 a.m. God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you. And the meek shall